Welcome to Parcast Daily. I'm Carter Roy. This month, we're doing things a little differently on Parcast Daily, featuring mini episodes from the female criminal special series Black Widow Watch. Every day in June, Female Criminals is taking a closer look at the web of lies, deceit, and murder spun by some of history's most deadly women. First up, we're discussing Mary Elizabeth Wilson, dubbed the Merry Widow of Windy Nook. Mary's lovers had a strange habit of suddenly dropping dead. You can check out more Black Widow episodes all month long by subscribing to Female Criminals. Listen free every day on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1957, in a small village in Durham, England, 68-year-old Mary Elizabeth Wilson was glowing. It was her wedding day. Her new husband, 78-year-old Ernest Wilson, watched proud as his wife made the rounds with their guests. Mary always seemed to have a smile and a joke for everyone. One of Mary's friends asked what she planned on doing with the wedding's leftover sandwiches. With a twinkle in her eye, Mary looked at Ernest and quipped, "I'll keep them for his funeral." Mary was somewhat of an expert on funeral preparations now. In the past 24 months, her previous two husbands had both dropped dead. Yet despite her insinuation that her third husband would soon join her first two in death, everybody laughed. Even Ernest laughed. But Mary's words were no joking matter. In fact, in just 2 weeks, Ernest Wilson would be dead. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they'd wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today we're discussing Mary Elizabeth Wilson, dubbed the Merry Widow of Windy Nook. Mary's lovers had a strange habit of suddenly dropping dead. After four funerals, the police finally started investigating her. They discovered that the genial widow with the ready smile was not at all as she appeared to be. More on Mary Elizabeth Wilson after this.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement.
Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones.
At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Now back to our Black Widow. Mary Elizabeth Wilson didn't always kill her lovers. For 40 years in Windy Nook, England, she was happily married to chimney sweep John Knowles. But by 1955, 66-year-old Mary's happiness had curdled into boredom. Soon her eye began to wander. The object of her desire? John Russell, a painter who rented a room in the house Mary shared with her husband. Mary didn't let their tight quarters dissuade her. On the contrary, she took advantage of the proximity, striking up an extramarital affair with Russell. This new reality meant that her husband was no longer just a source of boredom, he was now a danger to her. After all, society didn't take too kindly to adulterous women. So, Mary decided to kill John. Her weapon of choice was phosphorus poison. The toxin was readily available in the Beetle Killer sold in stores. Shortly after slipping it to John, he dropped dead. In 1955, John's advanced age and the Wilsons' long, peaceful marriage meant that nobody questioned his passing. This left Mary free to arrange a quick funeral. Once the mourners had dispersed, she continued her dalliance with Russell. However, just 1 year later, in 1956, the bloom had already fallen off that rose, too. It's unclear what exactly caused Mary's affections to wane. What is clear, however, is that she immediately turned once more to her trusty beetle poison. Soon, Russell, like John before him, was ruled as having died from natural causes. That wasn't the only thing the two men had in common. Both of them had also left their entire worldly fortunes to Mary before their demise. As a result, after their deaths, she received a tidy sum, equivalent to £1,110 in today's value. It's unclear whether Mary specifically killed her husband and her boyfriend for money. However, she learned a dark lesson from her sudden windfall. In June of 1957, 68-year-old Mary got married again to 75-year-old Oliver Leonard, a wealthy retired real estate agent. 13 days later, Leonard died of natural causes. As for Mary, she received another settlement of what would equate to around £1,300 in today's value. In this, it was clear that Mary was hitting her stride. She might have murdered her first husband out of a mixture of boredom in her marriage and lust for another man. But in the case of Leonard, it's highly likely she killed him for his money. Mere months after Leonard's death, Mary met 78-year-old Ernest Wilson. After discovering he had £100 in savings and a fully paid-up life insurance, the twice-widowed Mary endeared herself to him. Just like the men before him, Ernest fell under her spell, and the two were soon wed. Just 15 days later, in November of 1957, Ernest was dead. And finally, people began to talk. Not just about the fact that Mary's husbands kept dying, but also about her strange habit of making a joke of it all. Friends and neighbors alike noted Mary's quip that she would save the leftover sandwiches from her wedding for Ernest's funeral. Rumors also swirled after Mary told the local undertaker that he should give her a discount since she was bringing him so much business. Tales about her inappropriate alacrity reached the police. Suspicious, they exhumed the bodies of Mary's last two husbands. Upon examination, they discovered traces of phosphorus poisoning, and Mary was arrested. After a six-day trial, Mary was found guilty of murder and sentenced to hang. Should the punishment have been carried out, she would have been the last woman sentenced to death in England. However, the courts decided to commute Mary's sentence to life in prison. They felt they needed to make the concession due to her advanced age. As a result, 68-year-old Mary spent the rest of her days behind bars. Unlike her unfortunate husbands, the widow would go on to die of natural causes. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.